Introduction. ATP 3-91.1/AFTTP 3-2.86 reflects lessons learned during warfighter exercises, WFX, designed to train large-scale combat operations against peer and near-peer threats. To comprehend the concepts contained in ATP 3-91.1/AFTTP 3-2.86, readers must understand how the Army conducts operations and fires, as described in FM 30, FM 3-52, FM 3-09, ADP 30, ADP 50, and ADP 60, Doctrine for Joint Airspace Control, as described in JP 3-52, JP 3-30, and JP 3-03, and the Doctrine for Joint Fires in JP 3-09. Furthermore, the reader must understand how Army forces operate as part of a larger national or international effort characterized as unified action. During the 2009 Army and Air Force Warfighter Talks, the Chief of Staff of the Army and Chief of Staff of the Air Force agreed upon the definition of the Joint Air Ground Integration Center, JAGIC, as a modular and scalable center designed to fully integrate and coordinate fires and air operations over and in the division commander's area of operations. The JAGIC co-locates personnel with delegated decision-making authorities from the land and air components with the best situational awareness to support the maneuver commander's concept of operations, the Joint Force Air Component Commander, JFAC, objectives and intent, and the requirements of Joint Force Commander, JFC, designated authorities, which may include the Airspace Control Authority, ACA, and potentially the Area Air Defense Commander, AADC. The JAGIC collaborates to more effectively execute missions and reduce risk at tactical levels. Beginning in fiscal year 2011, the United States Air Force began habitually aligning the Air Support Operations Center, ASOC, capabilities within their Air Support Operations Squadrons, ASOS, with each active duty Army division. 12 ASOCs, one per division, and 2 Air National Guard will be operational as of the start of fiscal year 2019. Aligning ASOCs provides an effective method to exercise command and control, C2, in accordance with JP 3-30 of close air support, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and interdiction operations in direct support of the affected ground commander. JAGIC also provides an effective means to coordinate suppression of enemy air defenses, SEED, in division-assigned airspace. Integrating the ASOS's ASOCs and tactical air control parties, TACP, with division fires, airspace, air and missile defense, and aviation personnel and systems gives the division a powerful joint team capable of collaborative fires while maximizing the use of division-assigned airspace. The ACA assigns divisions airspace when divisions request it and when division airspace requirements are justified to support the JFC's concept of operation. Divisions must have a command post organized with the JAGIC supported by an ASOC capability. Furthermore, divisions must demonstrate they can control this capability and have established procedures that satisfy Theater Airspace Control Plan, ACP, requirements. The ASOC is the critical airspace control capable element of the Theater Air Control System, TACS. It supports a division JAGIC and communicates with other joint airspace elements and airspace users with means that exceed the Army's current capabilities. The Army-Air Force Liaison Memorandum of Agreement, dated March 2011, describes how the Air Force provides a modular ASOC in direct support to the Army tactical command echelons as the focal point for supporting air operations. Directly subordinate to the Air Operations Center, AOC, the ASOC is responsible for the direction and control of air operations directly supporting ground combat operations. During execution, the capabilities in the JAGIC facilitate responsive joint fires, as well as near real-time airspace control for airspace users supporting division operations. Continual collaboration provides the ground commander and the AOC a shared understanding of the environment, resulting in the ability to make informed decisions supporting the JFC. The JAGIC gains its greatest efficiency through co-locating specific air component and land component personnel and systems, allowing rapid decisions and responsive fires, while simultaneously reducing the level of risk. This publication focuses on the employment of a JAGIC at the division level. The JAGIC described in this publication is the basic building block for more complex environments. In more complex operations, there may be distributive JAGIC capabilities supporting an underdeveloped division main command post or tactical command posts, TAC. Army and Air Force commanders will task organized forces and modify these tactics, techniques, and procedures as required to accomplish assigned missions. The three chapters and three appendices of this publication provide techniques to integrate Army and Air Force capabilities in the Current Operations Integration Cell, COIC, of Army divisions. This framework provides techniques for effectively organizing personnel, equipment, and expertise already located in the division's COIC for dynamically integrating joint fires, as well as other airspace users, when the division is assigned airspace during execution. The framework allows users to follow the JFCs, the JFACs, and the division commander's intent, priorities, and risk guidance.